Track 9 and more news stories. Christmas fun with festive selfie boards. Preparations are well underway in Dawlish for Christmas celebrations with the introduction of new selfie boards. The festive boards for both humans and doggy friends have been dotted around the town ahead of the festive lights switch on. Volunteers have been out in force to make sure that Dawlish is in top condition for the celebrations on Friday. The selfie boards have been brought in to provide the chance for a festive photo shoot while enjoying the town's independent shops and Christmas market. Members of the town's Chamber of Trade and Commerce have also spent several days collecting, wrapping and installing 100 lit Christmas trees outside shops, cafes and retail outlets. Mayor of Dawlish, Anthony James, also stepped in to help with preparing, lifting, trimming and sorting the trees. A chamber spokesman said, "It's the kind of hard graft most people never get to see, and it's exactly what makes Dawlish shine at Christmas." Over November the 29th and 30th, there will be lots of events and entertainment, which has been organised by the Chamber with the Dawlish Town Council. From 10 a.m. on Saturday the 29th of November, festivities will begin with a full-day programme of live music performed around the town centre, showcasing local talent, while revellers enjoy some Christmas shopping. The official lights switch-on takes place at 4:30 p.m. with a lantern parade and live nativity hauled by a festively decorated tractor and trailer. There is also a two-day Christmas market, choirs, bands and live music, family entertainment and carol sing-alongs. Father Christmas will be arriving not by a sleigh, but by a vintage Bedford delivery van owned by Gay's Creamery, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary of trading in Dawlish this year. Chairman of Dawlish Chamber of Trade, Neil Salter, said, "I'm very excited about having one of the biggest Christmas celebrations Dawlish has ever seen." Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Anthony James, said, "This year's lead-up to Christmas celebrations has got to be the best yet."
Memorial tree brings festive comfort. A memorial Christmas tree has been put up in Tynmouth to bring comfort to anyone who has lost a loved one. The Tynmouth Memorial Message Tree, which is located outside the town's Methodist Church, offers a place for residents and visitors to add memorial messages, notes of thanks or words of love over the festive period. This is the 8th year the town has had a memorial tree. It was the idea of healthy pet shop owner Jo Garsk and her late husband Nigel. The couple wanted to pay tribute to their friend Mark, who'd passed away from cancer. "Mark helped us when we were opening the shop and we wanted to remember him," Jo recalled. The tree took on a more poignant meaning in 2019 after Nigel was killed in a motorbike crash on the Torquay to Tynmouth Road. The tree enables anyone to add a message to the branches as a memorial to a loved one or just to add a lovely thank you message. It's free for anyone who wishes to place a message on it. Simply put your message in something waterproof and tie it securely to the tree to save them being ruined by the weather. For the first 2 years, the tree was placed outside Laura Wall's gallery, but there was no power supply. So when the Methodist Church agreed to supply the electricity for an illuminated tree, it was moved to its current position. Jo thanked Tynmouth Town Council for the tree and the Tynmouth Methodist Church for hosting and providing the electricity for it to be lit at night. She also expressed her gratitude to her customers and fellow retailers around the town for their donations and help in getting the tree decorated.
Newton Abbott Vet saves seagull from fishhook. A young seagull was saved by a Newton Abbott vet after a fishhook became lodged through its beak. The gull had been found in a distressed state by a member of the public in the town who took it to Amity Vets in Brunel Road. A spokesperson for the vet said, A kind-spirited member of the public brought us the seagull as we were the closest vets. We often get calls about wildlife, and while we cannot collect any wildlife, if a member of the public can bring the animal to us, we are always happy to have a vet take a look. The spokesman said the incident is a reminder of the dangers of discarded fishing gear and urged the public to be vigilant. After careful treatment and dedicated care, the bird is now recovering in a wildlife rehabilitation centre and is expected to be released back into the wild. The spokesman added, "This incident highlights the real danger that discarded hooks, lines and tackle pose to seabirds and other wildlife. Even a single piece of left-behind fishing gear can cause serious injury or death." Staff at the vets are urging anglers and beachgoers to take responsibility for their equipment, remove all hooks, lines and tackle from the environment and dispose of them safely. Over the summer, several black swans in Dawlish were also affected by ingesting discarded fishing wire. In July, two swans were saved by the town's waterfowl wardens after ingesting fishing lines. At the time, a warning was issued by the town council that the next time it could be fatal. The council also asked people to be mindful if they saw any fishing line laying about.
Calls made to help Devon's temperate rainforests thrive. A new report is calling for protection and restoration to help the southwest's temperate rainforests to thrive. Commissioned by the Southwest Rainforest Alliance and based on research conducted by the University of Plymouth, the report, The State of the Southwest Rainforests, found that around 40%, just under 1 million hectares of the region, offers the appropriate climatic conditions to support temperate rainforests, among the rarest habitats on Earth and a feature of the Southwest landscape for centuries. But in spite of nearly half of the southwest being suitable, less than 10% of the region's rainforest climatic zone actually includes suitable woodland, and only 1% of existing woodlands are located in the most favourable zone that supports temperate rainforests. This report was carried out by researchers from the University of Plymouth, who also found the vast majority of existing ancient woodland within the rainforest landscape, sites that have been in existence since the 1600s and which cover 2% of the suitable land area, and they have no legal protection. Only 15% were recognised by the government as sites of special scientific interest. But all of these sites, together with younger woodland, lone trees and wood pasture areas, form part of the wider temperate rainforest landscape, much of which is in a poor or unfavourable state. It is also under threat from a combination of factors, including climate change, over- and undergrazing, and the spread of invasive species.
Dawlish Charity seeks Christmas donations. Dawlish Community Food Larder has launched an appeal for donations for its Christmas bags. The charity is preparing to deliver 40 Christmas bags to individuals and families experiencing hardship. Each delivery includes the regular food bag plus a special festive hamper. A spokesman said, "To make this possible, we are reaching out to churches, organisations and individuals for support. Donations can be collected by our volunteers or dropped off to the Hub store in the Strand. Any contribution, large or small, will directly help local families at a time of year that can be especially difficult. Items for the Christmas hampers include Christmas puddings, biscuits, cakes, custard, stuffing, gravy, bread sauce, cranberry sauce, children's selection packs, crackers and napkins. Other urgently needed essentials include toiletries and cleaning products."
Artistic colouring competition for children. Aspiring artists enjoyed getting to the art of the matter when they took part in an eye-catching colouring competition. The artistic endeavour was organised by colleagues at Kingsdaintons Tesco Superstore, where youngsters were invited to get creative with their crayons. More than 120 pre-drawn printouts were given to local children and their parents, and the impressive pictures were later returned for the competition. Winners received age-appropriate toys and games, including a Rubik's Cube and a Spider-Man toy. Bev Perrins, community champion at the Tesco Superstore, said, "We have a lot of fun with it and we're always grateful for those who get involved. We had a brilliant response to the competition. It really inspired the young people's imaginations and we got some superb pictures back. We'll be definitely doing more of these in the future." And alongside the article is a lovely photo of five smiling children with their pictures and their prizes.